Social media, I mean, honestly, that's the key, right? So trying to create unique, interesting content, even without a budget, you can do it on your own. You got to try to find something that's unique to you. I think what people fail at from a social media standpoint anyhow is like, hey, it's Taco Tuesday. Well, everybody's doing Taco Tuesday. How are you doing it differently, right? It's, you know, Burger Wednesday. It's Half Price Wine Night. How are you doing it differently? And how are you doing it for your brand messaging?
What's up, Zach Oates here, author, entrepreneur, and customer relationship guru. Welcome to Give an Ovation, growth strategies for restaurants and retailers, where we find industry leaders to share their secrets to grow your business. This podcast is sponsored by Ovation, the actionable guest feedback tool that works on or off premise and is easy, real time, and actually drives revenue. Learn more at ovationup.com. Welcome to another edition of Give an Ovation. Today, I am joined by Jeremy Staub. And Jeremy, thanks so much for being here, man.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So Jeremy is the owner and creative director of Box 8 Creative that does branding, print, website, content, social for brands like Longford's Ice Cream, Hop Culture, Illicit, Garden Catering. And Garden Catering, through an extremely roundabout way, is how Jeremy and I got introduced. Garden Catering, great brand, run by some great people. Then Stephanie Jarm introduced us, who is phenomenal, who was introduced to me by Chris from Chris Goes Viral. Here we all are. But initially it was Rev Ciancio. So all those people I just mentioned, Garden Catering, Rev Ciancio, Stephanie Jarm, Chris from Chris Goes Viral, all people that you should follow along with Jeremy. So Jeremy, why don't you first tell us a little bit about Box 8 Creative.
Yeah, so Box 8 Creative, we're a hospitality focused brand studio. We kind of got our start through single restaurant spaces, you know, just, you know, sort of, you know, privately owned one-off sort of places. Over that time, you know, when I did one restaurant, then it turned into three, turned into 10, turned into now over 100 brands. Since then, we've sort of expanded out a lot into, you know, packaging and breweries, you know, some actual retail packaging as well, some national stuff like that. So it's sort of all things food is sort of our focus for sure. We're super passionate about food and drink. We come in on after the weekend and my team, you know, we'll go over like what we had, you know, for lunch on Saturday or what we brought for lunch today and things like that, rather than like, you know, who won a game or other things that you might talk about in an office.
Well, and Jeremy, I mean, I got to say, man, for someone who loves food, you look like you're in much better shape than me. All I know is I feel like I've put on the COVID-19, okay?
Yeah. It's like, well, I think for me that, you know, I have a rather large dog. So being stuck in my house, you know, he got way more walks. I got way more walks. You know, kind of do it that way. I also have a 3-year-old that keeps me incredibly active. So.
Well, awesome. I don't have a 3-year-old, yeah. But I have a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old. So
yeah. Oh, yeah. That
maybe that's like a three.
Yeah. Your hands full for
3 years, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. So Jeremy, let's dive in. What things are you saying? What creative things are you seeing right now that are that restaurants are trying and the restaurants are doing right now as they're stepping into the new normal?
Yeah. So, I mean, everybody went through, you had sort of the panic stage and you have that stage where everybody was trying to figure out, all right, so how do we do takeout properly? How do we show that kind of stuff? And now as, you know, some states and, you know, the state that I'm in, Connecticut, is starting to open. We also work with some clients in Atlanta that have been open a little bit more over the last couple of weeks. You're trying to figure out like how to communicate to the public, what you're doing, how you're doing it differently, how they can feel safe, that you're still offering takeout. And I think, you know, a lot of the things that we have to do are like, you know, the single use menus and, you know, streaming down your menu itself, so you have less waste and stuff like that. You know, from an operations standpoint, a lot of people are trying to figure that out. Creatively, we're trying to be, you know, sort of fun with the messaging, you know, whether it's in person on some posters, you know, sort of the, you know, like, hey, you know, we're all going to have our masks on and we, you know, appreciate it if you keep yours on, and just trying to like be very transparent about it, but like kind of have fun and do it, you know, associated with that particular brand. And sort of take advantage of, you know, the eyes that you have right now, in particular on, you know, mobile devices and even websites. So many more people are on their screens. So, you know, staying true to your brand, staying true to yourself, and getting that messaging out there, has really been our focus with all our restaurants we're continuing to work with.
And what are some things that, I mean, I love that idea of, you know, obviously single use menu, we'll wear our masks. Can you please wear yours? What are some other things that you're seeing that, that are kind of resonating with you?
Well, you know, I mentioned like being in Atlanta. So in Atlanta and some other, you know, bigger cities, there's a lot of spaces right now and prior to COVID, that were that sort of like, you know, they had a fully built out bar, but you still walked up to a counter. You said, I want a sandwich, you know, and, you know, fries. And then you'd go sit down at either a table, you'd take your number, and, or, you know, go sit at the bar and get like a real cocktail made. But they had less sort of employee interactions. You'd have food runners and stuff like that. So we have a couple of brands that are sort of taking on that model where, first off, financially, you know, to bring back all of their wait staff is tough because they don't know how many people are going to be coming. But to still give someone like that great bar experience and that great food experience, but in a little bit different ordering system. So that sort of take a number kind of thing. So that fast casual meets full sit down bar restaurant, sort of marrying that together. So a couple of our clients right now have opened that way. And I think honestly may stay in that direction for the long foreseeable future. I think we'll see a huge influx of concepts like that over the next, you know, few months and even, you know, first part of 2021.
Yeah. And as you're kind of going out there, you're working with a lot of these brands. Obviously, it's ideal for a restaurant to be, you know, working with an agency like Box8, right?
I mean,
but for, you know, I putting you guys as like the Mercedes, say, give someone like a scooter budget, right? Like what could they be doing by themselves if they can't afford a full agency like Box8?
So social media, I mean, honestly, that's the key, right? So trying to create unique, interesting content, even without a budget, you can do it on your own. You got to try to find something that's unique to you. I think what people fail at from a social media standpoint anyhow is like, hey, it's Taco Tuesday. Well, everybody's doing Taco Tuesday. How are you doing it differently, right? It's, you know, Burger Wednesday. It's Half Price Wine Night. How are you doing it differently? And how are you doing it for your brand messaging? So kind of know who you are and kind of put that out there. Also with some paid ads right now, because you have so many more people looking at their phones and their devices, you're getting more money per clicks, right? You're paying less per click because if you're doing it for 30, you know, like 30 hours, 24 hours, whatever, a week, and you're putting a limit on the amount of, you know, dollars you're going to spend during that time. If you're getting more clicks during that time, you know, your percentages of dollars spent or per click or cents spent per click are going down. So, you know, just be focused, know who your target audience is, know who your brand is, and try to get your messaging out there in that way. You don't have to have a full-on creative agency helping you with that. You just have to do it, you know, kind of properly. Like, you know not to take, you know, photographs in your fluorescent light in the back of the kitchen. Try to get out in front of the space, you know, into the sunlight, you know, take it out there. Do it with people in it. Like, you know, if you have a server, try to like make it human and interact that way. Right now it's okay to see gloves and face masks on while you're taking pictures of your server, carrying it out there, where in the past it would have been like, all right, let's take the gloves off. Let's make it more human. Let's make it more interaction. Now it's like, you know, you want to see that. You want to know that like the place that you love, you can still go and trust and get takeout or even sit down with them right now. So,
And something that Bruce Irving of Smart Pizza Marketing, one of the things that he talks about is going live, right? Doing Facebook Live, Instagram Live, these types of things just kind of humanize it a lot more.
No question.
And no one expects perfect content. That's the beautiful thing about it, right?
No.
And and I think that's a great idea. But getting outside in the sunlight, getting those pictures, I think that's great. And then as far as a pay per click, you know, if a lot of people may be kind of scared about trying pay per click, what would you say to those people?
We've seen huge results on it. I think, you know, it's such a small, you could put $30 in, right? You don't have to throw $100, $200, $500, $1,000 in. You could put, you know, $30 and just test it out. But I would test it out on something that you can really look at the ROI on, right? So, for instance, we had a client, that Steph works with, called The Place to Be in Hartford. And, we know that we were trying to push something for Mother's Day, right? So it was a budget set for the pay for click. There was a budget set for photography, a budget set for different things like that. But, you know, during that day, on Mother's Day alone, she did over 500 Mother's Day brunch boxes. That's over $20,000 in sales for that single day. So you can see your ROI, right? You can gauge it. Other things like that aren't going on during this kind of time, but like, let's just say it's not COVID time. You have a wine dinner, or, you know, you have some special, you know, event going on. You do the paid advertising then, like the click per pay, and you can see like, all right, I sold 100 tickets this year as opposed to 10 last year or something like that. You can really see your investment kind of come back. And then you know that, all right, maybe it's worth $50 for the next thing I'm doing, or an everyday thing. You know, you can test it out on small things like that. That's what I would definitely advise, is like test it on something you know you're trying to target, so you can see how many people are coming back.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that we've heard from Joey Nagoy, who runs a brand agency down in LA, is he will do pay-per-click that will like give them a free coupon for like first time customers. Right. Sure. And so that way it's you know, like you're saying, very trackable and something that
the give back stuff's great too. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. I think that's awesome. So what would be like one last piece of advice that you would give to restaurant owners, operators who are sitting here? We're approaching the new normal. We're kind of stepping into this like film, right? Like we don't know when it's going to break or how long it's going to be or how it's going to change or what, but we know that it's different now than it was 4 months ago, right? A lot of uncertainty, but what would you say?
Dive right into it. Like, you just be super open about it, transparent with everybody, talk about it. Don't try to hide from it. Don't, you know, what you did prior to this is probably not going to work in the same way now. You have to like adjust to it, accept it. And, we've used this word a million times, pivot, you know, evolve over the last couple of weeks, and I'm almost sick of the word. But, you know, you have to listen to the environment right now, and you have to make those changes and you know, go forward with them.
Dude, I love that, Jeremy. So here are my takeaways. One, be transparent and fun. I like that. Makes a lot of sense. Two, create interesting content. Go outside, go in the lighting, have humans in it, show the mask, show the gloves. Three, try PPC, even just a little bit, right? A little bit. And just test it out. It's not a real scary thing. Four, dive right into it. I mean, I love that, because it could be very easy for us to try to hide away from it, right? It could be very easy just to like go back to how things are normal, but people don't want to see things as normal. They want to see things different. Yes. They want to have, you know, more visibility into this. Yes. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of our clients now, because they have limited seating outdoors and stuff, they're saying, hey, you know, like, we're so excited to be back open and have you come sit with us. It's a 90-minute window. Like, you have your table for 90 minutes so we can give it to our next guest. And like, you know, if you know that up front going in, you're cool. You're fine with that. You know, if they just come over to you at, you know, minute 87 and say, you have 3 minutes left, you have to leave, you know, that's the problem. You have to be very upfront with people about it, and they're going to, you know, accept it and thank you for it and be willing to cooperate, for sure.
I mean, we talk all the time at Ovation about loyalty, right?
Yeah.
And how true loyalty, it's not about some type of program, right? It's not about a digital punch card or even like a punch card or even like checking in or anything like that. Loyalty is about the brand promise you make and the trust that a customer has that that brand promise will be kept on a consistent basis. That is what creates loyalty. And, you know, setting that expectation of, you know, whatever you're working on now and however that evolves is critical to establishing that trust. Because like you said, if you come and you just say, hey, like you got to leave because you're not wearing a mask, and it, on the front of your, on the front of your location, it doesn't say that.
It
creates a lot of issues, right?
It does. Yeah. The more communication you have, you know, the more upfront you are with people, you know, the more willing they are to work with you and, you know, again, keep that trust with you. Right.
Yep. Absolutely. And as that's the whole reason that we're here at Ovation, right, is to help, we help brands to measure, build, and maintain that trust and that customer communication. Yeah. But working with people like you, it makes it a lot easier because Jeremy, love what you're doing at Box A Creative. Love what you're doing with helping out these hospitality companies and establishing what is the new normal. And how do people find you, follow you?
Yeah, so you can follow us on Instagram at Box A Creative. Same with Facebook at Box A Creative. And then we're on box8creative.com. You can check out our site and contact us directly through that. You know, we'd love to, you know, talk to you. We're here for any type of advice or anything like that during this time as well. Always, actually. You know, we love sharing ideas. For the right fit for you, awesome. If not, we'll happily, you know, point you in the right direction.
Awesome. Well, Jeremy, today's Ovation goes to you for getting out some great creative. Check out their Instagram because it does have some awesome creative on there. Love checking that out. So thanks for hopping on, Jeremy. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thanks, Zach. Take care, man.
Glad you're with us today, and thank you. Thank you to the risk takers, the troublemakers, the crazies who are keeping this world clothed and fed. You're the ones who deserve an Ovation. Again, this podcast was sponsored by Ovation. To see how we can help you grow your business, go to ovationup.com. Don't forget to subscribe, and as always, remember to give someone in your life an Ovation today.